association. Create good associations yourself. For this you will have to give up your mean-minded. Be broad-minded. You should think always, those who are chanting, remembering, all are in our Gaur Parivar, Krishna Parivar. Krishna family, Gaur family. Try to honor all who are even not taken initiation but chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We should honor. Don't think that, oh, he is in that group, Sridhar Maharaj group. Oh, he is in ISKCON group. He is in Maharaj group. Don't.
Don't be sectarian.
Try to chant yourself also, remember and serve Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu, and try to help them also to become bona fide Vaishnava. This is our duty. I want to give suggestion to my God brothers. I think they are my God brothers, the disciples of Swamiji, that they can glorify Guru Tattva. Why? Prabhu, what name? Urukam Prabhu may stand and glorify. Also, I think that who is senior? No harm. After he. Gurupanda Prabhu Bal. Tell any remembrance of his Gurudev and how he preached so quickly and how we should serve Gurudev and the glories of Gurudev from epics or anywhere you can tell. Speak now. Is the backbone of bhakti. If there is Guru Bhakti, Baldev Prabhu or Nityanand who takes it and offer it to the lotus feet of Krishna. So all the Gurus bona fide, I am not telling so called Gurus, who one day they are thinking that we are bona fide Guru and next day they are falling. I think they are there fallen and even they are fallen. So Guru Bhakti, to serve the service of Guru, there is backbone of Bhakti. Without this, we cannot enter in Bhakti realm. So he told about this. Very good. Now I am requesting a devotee of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, very senior and sincere devotee. His name is
Gopabindapal.
From so long
distance,
I think from 72 he was serving his Gurudev in so many ways. He is also like a scholar and very qualified Vaishnava. So I am requesting him to glorify Gurudev. And if any remembrance of his Guru, then he may quote. Take more. Wrote a letter to our Gurudev and myself also. Gurudev also responded very soon, and he gave a sponsorship letter or what letter, I don't know, that he is one of the devotees of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and he has come from our society, and I helped so much. He wanted to that all should cooperate. It may be that all were not cooperating, but I think that all were happy that he is preaching everywhere.
some may be like third class bogus person who are not admiring him. But all the sincere devotees must have so much favor for him that he is preaching here and there. We could not know what he is doing. Go on. Swamiji wanted this, that we are in Gaur family, Krishna family, and we should all serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Krishna. When he came to Western countries having no farthing, no Indian paisa, one paisa. Nothing. Only old and torn, only Gita book. His three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. And other books I sent from India. I sent him so many kartals, so many ditties, peda and all other things, tulsi mala, everything I sent to him. Also ditties. And he wrote me more than 200 letters time to time. I gave it to Satsarup Maharaj to publish. Some of them, the essence of them has been given. He used to so much do mercy upon me. He wanted to engage me always in Krishna service, in Guru service. So I know him very personally. So personally. He gave me such good services. He was loving me from heart, of course, I know. And that is why he gave this very secret services. He never gave it to his any disciple nor his god brother. I was not so much qualified, but so much affection for him and my all guru parampara, five mar guru. He used to know that he is very bona fide disciple of Krishna Maharaj. So he used to love from beginning. I had so much chance to be with him. So I knew his heart also. He told me to help his disciples. At the last day, he took my hands and told me. And that is why I decided that I must go to the places where he has gone and he has preached. Now something waterless, there is the devotees drying like water, lacking of water. So I came to Western countries and now I came here. I'm very fortunate to see that all devotees concerned in me are coming to me. So, without cost and greed, I want to give the same water, same love and affection, same all these things. So, I want to create that very situation when he came and all that inspired. So now I am requesting Shyamaranya Chakula. She is so senior disciple of Swamiji. She has preached everywhere. She is very qualified. I want that even I am not coming, she should come. And being the representative of Swamiji, myself, and Krishna and Gaur Chandra, she should preach also. I think that you are so much qualified person. So with a great enthusiasm, you should again be like in the time of Swamiji as we are. Sometimes you may come to India also for higher class of associations. Don't think that we are in any caste and creed and party and this group. So, you should tell something. After some time, in our last days, we will go again there and we will be there as we were there.
So,
all the expressions he made. He also told that mother affection is so high, so pure, but there may be some selfishness because it is bonded. So any good disciple may forget his mother's all these piteous activities towards us. Even we know in scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam and all others, that mother cannot give as a chaste wife can give. Solely his body, her body also gives. But even remembering the mercy of Gurudev, all forgets everything. Why? No selfishness there. Only mercy and mercy is there. Not to gain anything from disciples. Those who want to gain something, really they are not authentic Guru. Never they can. Swamiji came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, all his associates came, only to give. Samarpayitum unvatal ujjvala shamsi. I will explain this slok tomorrow. So, they can give affection and love, pure affection and love, that in comparison to that worldly, all affection and love become so
insignificant.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his wife and mother. They were waiting so much, but he left. You know Sukadeva Goswami, you know Narad Goswami, all. Only this mother, father, friends and wife's affection to child, friend and husband or beloved. Only shadow of that, if there is so much affection, attraction in all these things, in shadow, then how it be in Krishna? That is why when Krishna used to play on floors with cowherd, why with so many lambs and cows going here and there, even deer, even bees, while this used to follow him. Even at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was going to Vrindavan, tigers, elephants, mad elephants, lions, seagulls, deer, coming in one row, here and there, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing the beautiful song of Krishna, 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 He, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Pahima, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav. So this all have come only to bestow this pure affection for Krishna. So Swamiji has come to give this unalloyed devotion of Krishna to anyone who was coming in front of him. So we should try to again work up, and as we are inspired at that time, all were, we should again be like so, that he will see, he is seeing, he is everywhere. Mahaprabhu is everywhere, Nityananda Prabhu is everywhere. So he is watching, looking us. And if he will see that again they are doing like so, he will be very, very much glad and happy. I request Prabhu to speak something. I'm so much happy to hear all Budhara Prabhu and all others. I'm so glad to hear in this barren land of Australia. But I'm saying, oh, so beautiful, marvelous devotees are here.
So today is a very, very
speak
joyous day
some
for
word.
Me.
Some words to you, Sutta.
In Australia for many years.
How you dragged me here.
Then I
this
let you spend some time in
only for
Vrindavan Dham.
2 minutes.
I wrote you a poem.
Oh, yes.
And today I feel so much that Sri Vrindavan Dham is manifesting in front of our eyes with the grace of His Holiness Srila Narayana Maharaj. So I'm so grateful that this he could come on this voyage to here and bless us with his heartly blessings, which he is munificently bestowing. He asked us previously to glorify A.C. Bhaktivedanta.
Praise me. Not a devotee like what he told. But anyhow, he is inspiring me and also making me courageous, helping in so many ways. All are doing. So I am so fortunate and lucky that I am giving something to devotees. Now I request Devendra Prabhu. He has also served Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So he will speak some words. So happy that he contents in his heart so much feelings for his Gurudev, and also devotees so rotten like me, but he has so much broad view. I'm giving my heartly blessings to him that what he has written he will be like so. Now, Navin Prabhu will be
Nirgun
Prabhu. Where is Nirgun Prabhu? Oh, Nirgun Prabhu. I request him because he was serving Swami Ji from his beginning days when he was like a young. He has sacrificed everything for him and still he is serving Swami. I am also debted to him. He is helping me. Five. And again, so good discussions will go on. And then I may begin Chaitanya Charitamrita also on Arpiti Charan Kirat. So, also Brahmacharis and Govinda Bhakta Prabhu Maharaj, they will also speak something. I want to hear. And if anyone wants more, I will be happy to hear them. So, I want to tell one little this thing. There were so many bona fide guru in Satyayuga. There were so many exalted gurus in Treta Yuga, like Vasishtha, like so many. In Dwapar Yuga, Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Pippala and Prabuddha and all so big, big learned, Nayad and all others. But I think that we are more fortunate than them. That we are coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna and Radha conjugal form Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The gurus in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are more superior. That I told the gurus in Treta Saptayuga, Treta and Dwapar Yuga. They are not given Krishna prem. They are given mukti. No importance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, mukti is very best. All these gurus are only what you heard. So many we have heard the name of the gurus. What Dronacharya gave to Arjun? Any Krishna prema or what he gave? Nothing. Also Krishna went to Sandipani. What he gave to Krishna? I know that Krishna gave him so much things. Really, Krishna was guru and he was disciple. I think that he was not qualified to be the disciple of Krishna. I think gopis are disciple of Krishna and Krishna is disciple of
gopis.
So we are come in this line and we are so much fortunate than all in past. Our gurus from Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sar Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Samananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Yogarthi Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Maharajan, our Guru, Nitya Lila, Prashtam, Vishnupada, Srishwan Bhakti Pragyan Goswami. They can now give more and more superior things than them. And that is Krishna prema. What is it? That is divided into five fractions. And among all these things, gopi prema is the highest. They can give this. So you are lucky. I will try to express my all these ideas fully. tomorrow, and they will also express their ideas. I'm so happy to hear so good expressions about Gurudev. So I'm indebted to them all. You should daily come and encourage me to praise the mission of Swamiji, my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, Rup Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Pramanand. Any grandson?
No.
Yes, sir.